welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff. And I might sound like a frog, but I'm actually a lot better than the frog I was last week.
And he's loaded on cough medicine.
Yeah, so if I say something silly, it's not my fault.
So hopefully you won't be coughing.
Yeah, really.
That's the whole point.
Hey, the sponsor this hour is Team Power.
Do tell.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, if you need any tractor work, go up and see them. They're starting to book up, so if you got something you need fixed, you better get up there and get it in there now, because otherwise you're going to be waiting a week or two. Team Power is a local Kubota tractor
sure.
dealer.
Easy for you to say.
I know it. It's cough syrup. And they'll give you a great deal on a tractor. You can actually go down and see them this weekend down at the Home and Garden Show down at the fairgrounds. And we got some equipment down there on display. They're at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. You can reach them at 226-9226 or online at readingtractors.com.
Boom.
Those are the guys, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Pinocchio, Snow White, and Superman were out for a stroll one day.
Yeah, they were out for a stroll.
So as they walk, they come across a sign. Beauty contest for the most beautiful woman in the world. I am entering, said Snow White. After a half hour, she comes out, and they ask her, well, how'd you do? First place, says Snow White. So they continue walking. They see a sign, contest for the strongest man in the world.
There you go.
I'm entering, says Superman, of course. After a half hour, he comes out. How'd you do? First place. Did you ever have any doubt? Then they're walking along. Next contest. Ready for this? Who is the greatest liar in the world?
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Not who's ever been a wooden boy. Not that one.
I'm only a boy.
Yeah. Who's been the greatest liar in the world? So Pinocchio is like, this is mine. Half hour later, he comes back. Tears in his eyes.
Dejected.
Little wooden eyes. What happened? They said, who the hell is Pelosi? said Pinocchio.
That's harsh.
So feel free to enter, you know, put whoever you want in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Nancy, for that one. She emailed me that one this morning. I was like, okay, that's too much fun not to read. I got that right after I got my my update from MoveOn.org. You haven't lived unless you're getting the MoveOn.org emails, by the way. You are missing out, because there's nothing like reading just paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, only to find out, can you chip in $3 to our cause?
Just $3.
I feel sad for them. I mean, it almost makes me want to just, you know.
They should say $2.
Yeah, not chip in. But this is it. That's what their thing starts with. This is it. Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And just in case we replay this at a different date, today's March 24th, 2019, and the Mueller report came out Friday. But nobody knows what's in it.
No.
Although Jerry Nadler has already said he doesn't care what's in it, because we know there was collusion.
It's a good thing they protected Mueller in the beginning
from
being
thank God.
Fired.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has just submitted his report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and the Trump campaign's crimes, corruption, and obstruction of justice. It is now up to William Barr, Donald Trump's attorney general, to decide if the report will be made public. And they go on, of course.
I just heard this morning that he is busily covering it up.
Well, that's why MoveOn.org is sending me this,
okay.
So I will know.
All right. Yeah, he's covering
friend.
It up.
They call me friend. That's why I keep getting the updates. This is going to be a long fight, and we need sustained, consistent funds to build the grassroots pressure. That's where the $3 comes in, which is just sad. So their big plan of action, you want to know what they're going to do with your $3? There's three activities, a dollar for each one.
Throw it at me.
Yep. Launch a massive push to call on Barr to release the report. A massive push.
Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa. I bet it works,
Woo.
Too.
If he was thinking about hiding
it.
Under the covers and everyone would forget by Monday.
With that kind of support, how could he say no?
Exactly. And then we're going to activate the Trump. Okay, I'm just going to say what they say. I have a really hard time reading things that make no sense. But activate the Trump is not above the law rapid response network. If Barr refuses to make the report public. So mostly that's not happening yet. That's just you're like waiting and activate. You're, you know, you don't add the water yet.
Wait a little bit. If he keeps one line of that report from the public.
That's right. And you'll know somehow because Jerry Nadler will get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And then demand Congress continue its investigation into Trump's wrongdoing. that isn't there, including subpoenaing key figures into the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees of the House, examining the conflicts of interest in his tax returns, and launching impeachment proceedings if the report leads us there. So pretty much it's all, you know, sky's the limit.
Because, you know, if a trained professional investigator can't find it, then I would turn it over to the absolute professionals.
Oh, yeah. Because nine in ten Americans, they also told me, they want Mueller's report to be made public, and 9 in 10 of them won't read it. But anyway, and a whopping 80%, we are part of the whopping, 80% in Trump's own party, because Trump has his own party, you know.
Yeah.
According to the poll released on Wednesday. Oh, hold on. What's the citation? Poll was up. It's a CNN poll, so...
There you go.
Obviously, right, the Communist News Network would not lie to us.
And, fair and balanced.
MSLSD, I'm sure, is following right up with that. So anybody who would like me to... I might just add that to today's webpage. You can find that and a whole bunch of other actually useful stuff at wethepeopleradio.us. So we have now stalled for time, and our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki, may or may not be with us, but Ashley's giving us the thumbs up.
We're going to have to up his pay.
We are. We're going to have to go to $1.87.
I mean, yeah, well, this stalling thing is
tough. There was some question about my getting a sex change, so I figured that kind of paid him for this show, considering I decided I wasn't going to get the sex change, but there was a question mark. So that's how we get our guests to come on. We send ambiguous emails that lead people into bizarre...
And we promise them a raise of $2.50.
If MoveOn.org can get $3, Lyle, I say you hold out.
Oh, we can't go for full three.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
You're there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't know if it was the satellites, the clouds, the sun, the moon, or what interfering with all of this, but
it was the Mueller report. Through.
I think it was the Mueller.
It was Jerry Nadler's big brain churning away, putting so much heat into the atmosphere. We do
That's
have
right.
global warming.
We know it wasn't Trump's party, though.
Well, I couldn't get through, and then when I did, I could only hear parts of what you were saying.
Nice.
And what I did hear was, we need to pay Lyle $250 per show.
That was a bad connection.
That was part of the
terrible connection.
It was part of the Pinocchio report.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good grief.
So I know.
What are we talking about?
I know. Well, I actually, you know, just because I didn't have a title, I called it Everything But the Kitchen Sink, today's show. And, you know, I think I'm just going to leave it because, you know, we are kind of going to talk about everything but the kitchen sink. Let's see. Possible topics we have listed just in case people would like to have that spoiler alert. Let's see. We're talking about the Trump-Israel peace plan. Got several things on that and some good stuff on the web for you.
Okay.
And hold on, scrolling down.
Okay.
Oh, the sheriff, our last best hope. Maybe you could retitle that article. It's very hard to read. So that was a great article you sent to me with a bunch of gun measures and
some Second Amendment sheriffs. Yeah.
Stuff about that. And then...
Bill, does she even post any of the stuff I sent her?
It's all there.
It's all there. Okay.
Adam,
it's there for a little while.
Bill doesn't know the password.
I always worry about the poor people in Nigeria who are listening to the show, and they never, you know, I don't know if they get a chance to look at the website of all the stuff she references.
I heard they fire their translators every time this show comes on because they don't know what the heck she's talking about.
It's the French. The French are our number one listeners outside the U.S. right now. Vive la French. It's supposed to be La France, but I don't really
like it. Vive la France.
Vive la French. Spoken like a true American.
Yeah.
You know, there goes your ambassadorship.
What is wrong with me today? Bill fed me eggs this morning. Maybe I shouldn't be doing that.
It is. So it's not France dressing?
And it wasn't green eggs and ham. What?
France dressing?
It could be.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Representative Adam Kinzinger's report from the border. So we're going to talk about drugs, more human trafficking, and a bunch of other unpleasantness.
Okay.
So there is the kitchen sink for us. So let's see. Why don't we let Carly Simon throw us our favorite song and we'll pick it up on the backside of that. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me
Israelite,
sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth.
It's my favorite one. I couldn't wait any longer. So, I guess we never really introduced our guest. Lyle comes on enough now, we just give him a hard time and just let him start talking. It's pretty bad. You're better.
They know him as that guy that works for a $1.85.
Like, who is that guy anyway? So just in case you never go to the website, which I don't know why that would happen, but just in case you didn't. And the web address, by the way, is wethepeopleradio.us. But our guest today, Dr. Lyle Rapacki, earned a bachelor's degree in political science, which makes him an all-around smart guy, smarter than Gerald Nadler anyway, and a master's degree in counseling, which obviously would be useful in Gerald Nadler's job, from Northern Arizona University, and his doctorate from Clayton College of Natural Medicine. So he can, he can fix us if we break. If we go crazy, he can fix us. And then if we decide to get into politics, well, obviously, there's treatment for that because he specializes in the treatment of psychological disorders. Also holds, I really like doing your bio this way. I think I'm going to do it like this all the time.
Great.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Please,
wow.
Please don't.
It'll be my last show, Bill.
I don't blame you.
Bill's going to move the show to Saturday and not tell me. He also holds a postdoctorate in forensic counseling. I don't even know what that's about. Is that if you lie, you got to go find out if they were lying? And another one in or in deep trouble behavioral psychotherapy. He taught in the Criminal Justice Department at Wayland Baptist University, the Phoenix campus, and at Grand Canyon University, where he held the position of Director for the Public Safety Administration, Homeland Security, and Crisis Management Programs. You know, you have been there and done that.
Circle K still charges me for my cup of coffee.
Those bastards.
What's that about?
I don't know.
It's a sickness. It's capitalism. It's greed. Call Ocasio-Cortez. She'll go whip men into shape and get them to leave your town. Then you'll have nothing.
Your listeners in France are probably tuning off right now.
They're calling their friends right now. That's what they're doing. They have all got their yellow shirts on, and they're like, we love these guys. You know, ever since the yellow shirts took off, actually, we've taken off in France, so I don't know what that means. I should change the background of the website, make it yellow. Okay, so we played the Israelites because you had sent us some super information, all joking aside, which is obviously going to be really hard, but on the Trump-Israel peace plan. And bottom line is, we will say it because we don't know if you want to, probably not. But the most concerning thing about all the information you sent us was Jared Kushner's sort of take on everything. But I guess before we peel it apart, maybe you could give us a like kind of a 30,000 foot view so people can catch up because the news is obviously not covering this.
Okay. All kidding aside now for what,
yeah,
a minute?
Exactly.
Okay. Are you posting this so everybody can look at it?
I did.
Okay. The reason I said that is because it is there is a lot to it.
Exactly.
And I want people to be able to read complete sentences and then paragraphs. The report's not horrendously long, but it is somewhat detailed, and I don't want them to get the wrong idea. As a strong supporter of the president, I was. And my colleagues were seriously taken back to hear that a peace plan was coming into play in the next so many weeks after the Israeli election on April 9th. And part of that plan is purported to be giving away sections, slivers of land of Israel. That is a no-no. God has made it abundantly clear from eons ago that any nation, any leader, any individual, anybody, I don't know how much more clear I can be, but anyone
yes.
that tries to alter the covenant between God or Jehovah in Hebrew and the land of Israel will face serious consequences and curses. That's in Genesis 12:3. But there's other passages, both Old and New Testament, that support that. And my concern here, along with colleagues, is something that Mr. Trump said based on information that he was getting from Mr. Kushner, and that is that the president came out and stated that Israel will now pay a higher price in peace negotiations with the Palestinians since Israel won very big, that's a quote, very big with the recent U.S. embassy move. He then went on and said, now the Palestinians will get something very good. It's their turn. Well, I know he's
a
consummate deal maker, and I support that. But you do not trifle with, you do not toy with God's chosen land, Israel. And I'm concerned that Mr. Trump's not getting really great counsel. And secondly, if he goes through with the Kushner plan that I just outlined, that they will give away certain parts. And in my reports that you've posted, we go into much more detail. If he does that, there will be absolute strong discipline, if not judgment, upon America as well as Israel. Netanyahu knows this. He did it before, and he was removed from office. He was brought back, and if he does it this time, I have every reason to believe he will be facing very serious consequences, as will the nation of Israel, as will the people of America. So that was the genesis of putting together a report like this to find out if indeed this peace plan has anything to do with giving up pieces of the land of Israel. And if it does, it should be a no-starter. But my understanding, based on slivers that have been leaked and have been all over Israel as well as some other places, that is going to happen. It's going to be proposed that certain sections of Israel, including pieces of the city of Jerusalem, will be handed over. They'll still stay under Israeli control, but they'll be handed over to the Palestinians. And that's just, to me, my colleagues and those that follow biblical prophecy, that is absolutely stunning and sobering, and I pray we're wrong. I pray we've gotten some bad information, and I will come back on. I will write and send it to you so you can post it, my apology, and then I will come back on if you'll allow me and say I was really wrong on this, and I'm glad I was.
He invited several of the evangelical leaders to the White House. Now, did he ask them there for their advice or just to let them know what his plan was? Because they didn't really say much about it.
Wow, Bill, that's really neat. That's really perspective.
You go, Bill.
They a very small select group of evangelicals were invited to the White House last week. They were briefed without seeing the full plan. Only about, let's say, seven people have seen the full plan. However, as I said just a minute or so ago, sections have been leaked. Again, if you read, and this is rhetorical, I don't mean this in a negative way, you guys. If you read what I've written and sent you and you post it, you'll see the sections that have been leaked. I've named them. There are six bullet points that I pointed out that are part, at least purportedly part of this peace plan. And this is absolutely ruinous. This is terrible. The evangelicals did not say anything. They have not come out publicly and stated that this should not be done, as I have done here and my colleagues. They've been moot. And so I'm very, very concerned that this could go ahead and be attempted to be implemented.
Hmm. Yeah, that's disturbing.
Not
and, and again, I pray I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, prayerfully you'll allow me back on, even if it's just for a minute to own
give you a hard time.
And to, well, and rightly so. And I'll say I own it. And I'll write a letter or write to you that way, and you can post it if you so. I mean, this is too serious to be playing around with.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can't just wait until it's all done. I mean, that's...
No, ma'am. And what we've done is we have sent the reports that I've sent you. You should have three now. I sent them during the break, but you should have all three. I've sent those. You can post them. They've gone out all over the nation and internationally, as a matter of fact.
I only have two attachments.
Part one and part three.
I have a part one and a part three Word documents thus far.
You should have the bullet points also, do you?
And I have all your links.
But do you have the bullet points?
I don't.
They're not on the site, so I don't
Negatory,
know if
good buddy.
Pick those up.
Really?
Yeah. We'll get that all squared away.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm looking at them here, and I sent them to you. Check your email again, because I did send it during the break. But that's okay. I will
here
I'll
we go.
Do it again.
Points 1 through 4?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Look at points 1 through 4.
Okay, look at those.
Okay, look at points 1 through 4. That's number 2. Number 1 you already have. You told me that.
Correct.
And number 3 you already have. If you look at number 3, I know the audience is going, what are they talking
what
about?
What are they saying?
Everybody just hang in there for a minute, and it will become self-explanatory, I hope. Aaron, if you and Bill will look at number 3, you'll see 6 bullet points. And if you look at number 2, those are the full 4 points I make. So you should have all 3 of my reports now. Those same 3 reports that you have and you're going to post, they were delivered to the White House. And I don't mean general delivery.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't junk mail them?
All right, we'll take a
to
break.
To the president, care of the White House.
Right.
Excuse me. Or to the president at, I don't know, USA 1 or we were very blessed to be able to send it back channels.
Okay.
Nice.
Take a break.
Nice. We will take a break. Okay. So how about we head out with Faith Hill, American Art, since I didn't send that to Ashley. So we'll just do that out loud. Go Faith Hill. She does an awesome job.
Yep.
You can find us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
My fears aside, my life's a work that I know you'll finish. I know I'm gonna be alright. It's you I'll chase, even when I can't see your face. No matter how many skies fall down, I'm covered under the peace I've found. You're my shelter.
And we're back. Gave us a couple of seconds to do a little online organizing. So you're rejoining We the People Radio. And the website is wethepeopleradio.us. Kind of important for today's program because there's a lot of additional information on there for you to review later. It's a good thing you didn't review it before the show because it's been changing. But we'll have it all on there for you by the end and make sure everything's up and organized and ready to roll. So I've labeled the parts, part one, part two, and part three, so we can follow those more easily with you.
If I could follow in on something real quick.
Sure.
Part of the peace plan was or is purportedly to infuse capital into the economic recovery of the Middle East. And so it is purportedly recommended to put $12.5 billion $25 billion into the Palestinian Authority and then $40 billion into Egypt. Well,
I wonder what they'll use the money for.
Yeah, well, $12.5 billion of the $25 billion could very easily handle our southern border security, and then $10 billion of that $25 billion for the Middle East could surely go and help ICE, Border Patrol, ATF, and things like that. And then another $10 billion, which is slated to go to the Middle East, could surely help our ports guard against bringing in weapons and drugs into our ports. What we have here is the recommendation, let me do it that way, of $25 billion to the Palestinian Authority and then $40 billion to Egypt, which is Muslim Brotherhood. So
why would we give $40 billion to Egypt?
I don't know. That's above my pay grade right now, and I'm not access to all these meetings. But what I'm suggesting, what's leaking out is information that just doesn't make sense when you take a look at the whole Middle East. Why are we giving monies purportedly to those that are opposed to us big time and that are avowed terrorists? So why? This doesn't make sense. And so if you're just trying to put a feather in your cap and say we've put together a peace plan that no one else has been able to do, this just to me is wrong, wrong, wrong. And then if you're giving away slivers of Israeli land, that there's just there's a judgment that will come, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I don't really see either side going along with something like that. Do you?
Actually, you know, Bill, again, who needs Aaron, right? We got you and me here together. Bill, that's another profound statement, and I don't mean that.
Oh, jeez, now.
I hope you don't take it.
High on cough syrup and all this
no.
Accolades.
Aaron, Bill and I are talking right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Stand down.
No. Bill, that's really great. Who will benefit from this? Well, they'll take all the monies that we'll give them. It's like a sieve. We'll just keep pouring it in. And they use it against us. It will not bring peace. It's sort of like the Gaza Strip. You've got Hamas operating on the Gaza Strip hundreds of yards from Israel's border, and they're launching missiles and mortars and all sorts of things into the country. And yet we should suggest that they lower the wall between Israel and the Gaza and just allow these people to walk in at free will. There's no rhyme or reason to this at all.
No, because that's just silly.
And so, you know, the money's going in, Bill, it will not bring peace. It will help fortify the Middle East because they are in trouble. Arabia's in trouble. Saudi Arabia's in trouble because of falling oil prices and other concerns. Egypt is having financial difficulties. The Palestinian Authority has absolute financial difficulties. So they would all welcome any of these monies, but it won't change their philosophies. It won't change their assignments and what they're doing. They'll still go after Israel, and indirectly or even directly, they'll come after the United States. makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And to give them land right there in their backyard, land that they take away from Israel.
Correct.
That's
a great point. I think it's in one of my, I don't know if it's part two I sent you, Aaron, but one of the bullet points I pointed out is that it is purported, again, purported that the old city in Jerusalem and some adjacent areas will remain under Israeli sovereignty and control, but they'll be given away to the Palestinian Authority. So let's get this right. In 1967, Israel was invaded by mammoth over forces, mammoth, just 3-4, 5-1, and mammoth, and to wipe out Israel, to wipe out the Jews, to wipe out and to take over Jerusalem and all of Israel. And Israel, again, is, in my opinion, God's apple, and against incredible odds. I mean, just if you go back and study the 67 war conflict, there is no reason, none, that Israel should have won that but God. God intervened, and through God's intervention, because they were attacking God's land that he gave to the Israelites forever for perpetuity, God led them in defeating three powerful armies lined up against them. So now we're going to give back to those same enemies the land that they wanted and had invaded and Israel held on to. So now Israel goes ahead and surrenders that land and gives it back to the enemies?
With our help?
So anyway, what you should have now, I believe, if not, we can do it off air.
No, we're all set. I've got them.
Okay.
And I actually labeled them all part one, part two.
Now you post them, and I believe we even posted the maps. You should have the two maps that we attached to our report, and it shows the boundaries, the original boundaries of Israel, and then what became the boundaries or the borders in 2019. And you can see through the maps that we posted there, there's two maps, the original boundaries, and now what happened as Israel gave away land, and now how it exists, that they have surrendered, to me, it looks like more than 100% of their that wouldn't make right because that would get rid of Israel. More than 50% of their land base, they gave it up. They've surrendered over the years.
The part that doesn't make any sense either. I mean,
None of this does. None of this does. I'm sorry. It just doesn't.
Yeah, and so if people are looking for the maps, you can find the maps. I've got some attachments, Trump-Israel Peace Plan 1 and 2 there. And in those attachments, you'll find the maps.
Everybody would agree there's been perpetually problems in the Middle East / between Israel and its neighbors. I get it. And I think there's been attempts over many decades to try to bring some order and peace to the Middle East. I got that. But you don't mess with the apple of God's eye, which is the land of Israel. And that's what has happened historically, and each and every time, not one out of three times, but each and every time, anyone, be it an Israeli prime minister or anyone else, messes with that, there are consequences that are just astronomical. And what's concerning here is not so much that someone's trying to bring peace to the Middle East. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, except that really do it? I mean, that's the part that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but when you go about giving up slivers of land and doing some other things like we just talked about, that's just, to me, stupid. But
yes. and it makes no sense because you're not going to, I mean, it's funny. It's no different than with kids. You have two siblings fighting. You don't just park them at the table and say, okay, well, it's all over now. Everybody says, oh, okay, we're all good.
Yeah, and on top of that, you take away one kid's toys and give them to the other one, saying everybody be happy. You know, that doesn't
exactly.
It doesn't work. And I don't know how you come up with a peace plan without the input of both sides if you expect it to be successful. You've got to have both parties at the table and come up with a plan that they both agree to And I know they've tried this numerous times for years and years and years. And maybe that's what he thinks will work, is this new approach where we'll draw up the peace plan and you guys just go along with it. But I don't think it's going to fly.
Yeah. This isn't the first time this has not worked, actually.
Correct.
So when we come back, help people understand why they care about this, because that's always a big thing. Our media has done a pretty good job, as have some of the new members of Congress, in, you know, telling everybody that Israel's bad and that we shouldn't care about them at all, and there's plenty of other people to care about if we just blew them off. So let's hit that when we come back before we run out of time in this hour. Our guest is Dr. Lyle Rapacki, and you are listening to We the People Radio. You can find us online at wethepeopleradio.us. So I what I think is going on.
What?
I'm giving it away in the music.
I
think they've all gone crazy, but it's just a thought.
So Lyle, why?
What do you think is going on?
Yeah, tell us why Israel is important to the United States. I think we tend to lose that in the conversation.
Well, that would make for a whole new show. No kidding aside, I mean that would make for another show, but. In my opinion, the United States was ordained, created, if you will, to be a Christian nation. Judeo-Christian foundation is what we're founded under. Look at our original documents, from the Constitution to the Bill of Rights and everything else, the Declaration of Independence. If you want to read one of the most profound sermons, read the Declaration of Independence. People don't think of it that way, but that's exactly what it is. It's a sermon proclaiming this nation, the United States, with its Judeo-Christian heritage, its foundation, to be a light to the world. And Israel, the Jews, were chosen by God to be His apple of His eye, to be a chosen people, that He should never forget and would always bless. He would discipline them. If they went off on their own, He would allow them their free will. And when they stumbled and fell greatly, and they did many a times, He would always restore them and bring them back to Him and put them back on the road that He wanted them to follow. That no one, including America, who is also favored by the Lord, shall tamper with Israel, shall remove anything from Israel, because that was given by the Lord to His people, His chosen people. What has happened from the day that took place way, way, way long ago? I mean, we're talking, go back to long Old Testament days. The enemy of this world, the enemy of mankind, has seen to it that Israel pays a price, and anyone who stands with Israel, supports Israel, pays a price. Israel has also been a blessing to the world. If you take a look at the inventions, the medical breakthroughs, so many things that have come to this world to make it better, it's come from either Israel directly or her descendants. And so the Lord has blessed Israel and her descendants in spite of her disobedience and falling away at times. For America to stand with Israel is a good thing, for any nation to stand with Israel. That doesn't mean we condone everything they do, but to stand with them, to support them, and be their ally is a blessing. You can see what has happened when we've had, under 8 years of Obama, absolute adversarial relationships with Israel. I would think many people, many of your listeners would agree that the United States suffered greatly during those 8 years. Now we have a man who, much like as described in the book of Isaiah chapter 45, Cyrus, in Donald Trump, a man that God chose to bring the United States back from the brink of certain disaster after 8 years of Obama and the promise of Hillary Clinton, brought America back from the brink and turned us around. And you can take a look at the last 2.5 years. As much controversy as there's been and as much fighting toward him, look at the things that have been accomplished under this administration in 2.5 years compared to the last 12, 15 years even, under Bush, Clinton, everybody. There's absolutely a window here in America for America to get some things right and get back to our foundational principles and heritage. And that's what's being ushered in. And part of that is to stand with Israel. And so anyone who stands with Israel can expect an attack, can expect some form of consequence, because the enemy of mankind, the enemy of this world, is not at all in favor of Israel or anything it stands for or anyone who stands with Israel. So I think the battle lines are being drawn as to who is for whom, and I think that's what's becoming evident, and that's one of the things that we pointed out in those three reports that we sent to you.
Yeah, and I think that does become abundantly clear. And do you think that's part of why the left has so much heartburn with this?
Yes, and it's also part of what's happening here domestically. We're looking at no longer Republican and Democrats. I just wrote an article. As you guys both know, I have the privilege, I've had the privilege for 10 years to write for a number of Christian publications. And I just wrote, I thought I sent it to you. If not, I'll do it again. But I just wrote an article. This is no longer an issue of Republican or Democrat. This is not a political issue. What we really have evolving in front of us for everyone to see is a question of morality and immorality, a question of Judeo-Christian principles versus Marxist principles. The battle lines are very clear, and we have people who claim to be conservatives, Republicans, but clearly are against our Judeo-Christian heritage and the principles that made this nation exceptional. And we have been an exceptional nation. Not a perfect nation, not a nation above any other nation, but exceptional because of the way we were formed. And we were formed by a group of 56 men who believed that the Lord of Lords was guiding them. You read their diaries, which I have several of their diaries. You read their pronouncements and articles and papers of the time. And then you read the public pronouncements. Again, the Declaration of Independence, the very Constitution they wrote, the Bill of Rights. And you come to see very clearly that all of them, whether they went to church or not, all of them believed that the God of Israel was leading this little nation out of 13 little colonies into greatness and as an exceptional nation. In other words, exceptional in the fact that we were following biblical principles as a form of government. Name me another nation in this world that will proclaim that other than Israel. There is none. Now, I'll put that out there and have somebody challenge me, but go look. There is not another nation in this world that can come forward and say, at our founding, at our inception, we believe we were following biblical principles. America did, and they posted it that way, and Israel has. So that immediately made us exceptional, especially as we were set up to be a republic. We were not set up to be a dictatorship. We were not set up to have an all-powerful, all-involved government, which is what we've had. The powers and the liberties were given to the states under the 10th Amendment, and then also to the citizens to defend and protect. That was written in our documents. So we are exceptional, not because we don't have sin, or not because we're perfect, or not because we didn't have errors at that time that had to be addressed. We did. But we were exceptional. But the way we were founded, under which principles we were founded, and what we were attempting to do, our forefathers were attempting to do to establish this nation, very different than any other nation in the world. Now, many countries have tried to emulate us, that's true, but they were not founded the way we were.
Mm-hmm. Well said. I think that, I don't know what I could add to that.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Well, and what Aaron said, I think, is so profound. What you have now, you've got Marxists. You have Marxists in Congress, avowed Marxists.
Yep.
They've come out of the woodwork, and they despise America. They despise our Judeo-Christian heritage. They despise the principles by which this nation was founded and which we attempt to adhere to. They despise it. It's not like they disagree with it. They despise it.
Yeah.
And they despise anyone who stands in favor of it. This is what's taking place is really, in my opinion, in the article I just wrote, is a clear battle line.
Yeah, they're attempting basically a giant cultural shift. We've got we've got to come back and talk about that
Aaron, I know we got to go away, but Aaron, I think it's more than a cultural shift. I think it's a principles shift, a values shift, a morality.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you, but
and it's right in our face. I mean, it's front and center right now. I mean,
we won't screw around.
They're taking their big shot right now, and
you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back. Stand upon God's promise and storm hell's rusty gates. What if his people prayed? And those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own way. And what would happen if we prayed for those raised up to lead the way? Then maybe kids in school could play and unborn children see light of day. What if the light that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed?